since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Football Tuesday here on Drive Time Sports. Been looking forward to this. The tampering period is now, it's free. It's off. You can go ahead and talk to whoever you want. There was a lot of movement in the NFL yesterday. But there was a trade that went down last week that I really wanted to get into. We got to talk about it moderately, but today we can actually talk about the ramifications of it. Vinny, the Chicago Bears, no longer the team that is on the clock. They make a deal with the Carolina Panthers. I'm maybe a little bit surprised of the timing, but I thought the Bears did very, very well in this deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You drop back to the number 9. You pick up a number 2, a Pro Bowl receiver, and I believe a pick next year, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think in 25. Isn't there a second and 24 and like a third and 25?
So the Bears got DJ Moore, the 9th overall pick, a second round pick, 2024 first round pick, a 2025 second round pick. And like I said, DJ Moore. So, I mean, they
killed it.
Yeah, they did.
They killed it. And they dropped down. They got plenty of money. They rebuilt this thing down to the studs. You know, they did a good job with that. They moved on. They got, they recouped some picks. Because they traded for Claypool, be better in year 2. They moved on from Roquan Smith. They got a 2 for Khalil Mack last year they used up. So, they've cleared some cap space, right? Moving on from Robert Quinn. So, they have a lot of room. They have a lot of picks. And they weren't going to go quarterback anyways, so I think they hit a home run. I love what Chicago's doing right now.
The only thing that, because, I mean, when you look at it, 4 teams, I guess there's a very good chance we're going to see 4 out of the first 5 picks be quarterbacks this year.
I know you want 3. You like 3.
I like 2.
You like 2, okay.
I like 2 for sure. Will Levis, to me, is kind of a wild card in a sense. Anthony Richardson, I think you're drafting a stellar athlete. Right, and honestly...
Major project.
And so, if I'm looking at the teams in the top 5, I guess maybe Seattle might be the best fit for Richardson just because you just signed Geno Smith.
Yeah, you don't have to rush him.
You don't have to rush him, and that's where he needs to go. If he's there at 6, maybe Detroit kicks around the tires on Anthony Richardson. I don't know. I just don't see this kid being a standout NFL quarterback. And look, I could be completely wrong on this, but this is also why I like the deal for the Bears. If 4 out of the top 8 picks in the draft are quarterbacks, they're going to get a top 5 player where they could pretty much use help anywhere they want, specifically on the defensive end, where they need help on the front 7.
Yeah, absolutely. It fell right in their lap. They spent a lot of money on Edmonds yesterday. There was some concern or some backlash on that, like, why didn't you just re-sign Roquan Smith? Well, Matt Eberflus didn't want Roquan Smith. So you moved on. You got a pick. And you turn that money into a linebacker that you wanted, that fits your scheme better. Another home run.
Yeah.
Because basically, you got a linebacker for the same amount of money and a pick.
Yeah, there's nothing... The Bears cannot screw this up at
Ryan
this point.
Poles has done a nice job. This is the first time in a long time we're looking at the Bears going, hey, I really like what we're doing here.
Yeah.
You know, I like Claypool, I like Kmet, DJ Moore now. At number 9, how about this? We were talking about this off the air. What if the top running back, and a lot of people are talking about one of the top 5 players in this draft, I know running backs are devalued, but what if Robinson falls into their lap at number 9?
Well,
and
I think he'll be there at 9. I think that...
Isn't he a great fit in Chicago?
Yeah, he is. I think that at that point, you probably have to be tempted to trade back even further. And maybe accumulate more.
If you like
more.
Him and you want to pound the football, well, there's your guy.
I just don't know that a running back goes top 15.
The contracts the way they are nowadays?
Yeah. It does seem like that's a position that has been devalued greatly.
Yeah, but you get the 5 years, right? You get the prime of his career, and then, okay, well, see ya.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, in a sense, I would rather go that route than maybe reach on a guy like Van Ness just because you're looking at an edge rush, right?
Yeah.
And I think
you don't want to draft for need.
Time, no,
especially
not at
that point. When you're the Bears, your roster's not great at the moment. It has a lot of holes. Don't draft for need.
There's 3 guys that I would look at and say, okay, the Chicago Bears should take a hard look at if they're there. 1, Jalen Carter, and we don't know where he's going to fall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? If they were to trade back to 9 and Carter, who I think is the best player in this draft, is sitting there, yeah, you absolutely have to take this guy. That's 1. Okay, number 2 would be Will Anderson. I know you love Will Anderson. Mm-hmm. You don't think there's that big of a drop-off
No.
between Carter and Anderson.
No, if somehow he gets past number three and then falls all the way to nine, the Bears should be stumbling, pushing people over, diving onto the podium and rushing and then break into open tears. And every Bears fan in America should crack a cold one and break into open tears if Anderson falls in your lap at number nine.
Either one of them, Carter or Anderson.
Yeah.
And I also think that the other kid you got to pay attention to there, it's Tyree Wilson again, because again, you need help on your front seven.
You need help
right?
on the edge.
So if he's there, there's three guys that could potentially be there.
And I would add the corner. Either one, the
okay.
kid from the hometown kid from Illinois,
yeah.
or the Gonzalez kid from Oregon. If they fall in your lap, you need help at corner next to the Utah kid. You got Johnson on the other side who can play. You have Eddie Jackson back there who can play.
Yep.
So if a top-notch corner falls in your lap, if Carter and Anderson are gone,
Witherspoon
okay.
or Gonzalez, either which way you want to go.
Yeah.
So the Bears are in a good spot. They hit a home run here. Now we look at Carolina. Obviously, it's a quarterback. I know there's a rumor that they could fall back, which, look, that's not going to happen. They're not going to trade out of the top pick. But what I do love is that Carolina acquired the number one overall pick, and someone within that organization is leaking out the idea, hey, we may be up for moving back on this. I'll tell you why I like that so much, because you have the Cardinals sitting at number three. They're not going to go quarterback, right? You still have leverage. If you fall in love with three quarterbacks, with this deal, you have secured at least one of those three. Guaranteed, right?
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed, because you could fall back to number three if you so choose. You could fall back to number four if you so choose. So I like the fact that it is coming from the organization. You can't convince me otherwise. That information was leaked. But they're not completely sold on a quarterback. They like one, two, maybe even three, and that's why they decided to make the jump and take their pick. That's the way I view this.
I agree with you, and they're leaking this right now to put some pressure on the Texans, because the Texans have pretty much, you know, had some love for Bryce Young. So you tell them, well, maybe, you know, if you really love Bryce Young, maybe you want to get up to number one and secure that spot and be done with it. It might cost you not much at all. Because seriously, if the Texans call the Panthers right now, and again, we talk about this on the air all the time. We would love to hear this one day, and we'll never know. But if the Texans call the Panthers, say, hey, we're interested in just to secure our guy. We don't want to mess around. We're interested in that first pick. If you're the Panthers, if it's a cup of coffee and a 12-pack of donuts, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it?
If you're not sold on Bryce Young, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, if you like both quarterbacks, once you say, well, okay. Give us a third and a fourth. Give us a fifth. Give whatever. It doesn't matter. I still got my guy.
Yeah.
You're still going to get your guy, and you end up with an extra pick to begin with. So I like that leak or that leverage. Just say, hey, you know, if you really want your guy, call us up, work out a deal. I'll drop to two. Not a problem.
I also like the fact that Carolina saw something that led Frank Reich to say, hey, this is the guy I want to build my franchise around. Because the downfall for Frank Reich in Indianapolis was what?
No quarterback.
You didn't have a quarterback. 5 years, five different starters on day one. That's a problem, right? We look at Carolina. What was Matt Rule's problem? He didn't have a quarterback, right? So Frank Reich comes in. Here's a guy offensive-minded, very savvy on the offensive side of the ball. Carolina obviously wanted to transition to that end because they had their guy if they wanted to focus on the defensive end of football, right?
Right.
So you bring in Frank Reich, who obviously sold you on a vision for a particular quarterback. You went out and you got your guy. So I think it's a trade where both teams win. I think Carolina gave up an awful lot, but Chicago, in my mind, they can't screw this up at this point.
No, it's a home run for Chicago. And for Carolina, you have a new coach. You tie him to a quarterback. You clear some room with the DJ Moore deal. But then you can build your offense around the quarterback. And you're right. We don't know who it is. My guess is that they love C.J. Stroud.
That's what I would guess as well.
That's my guess. Yep. And my guess is Frank Reich says, okay, I know these concepts. I know he can do this. So now I'll build my team around this guy. We don't have character concerns, right?
Right.
We don't have no character concerns. We don't have size concerns or concerns with Bryce Young.
Yep.
You don't have that, Stroud. You saw the combine. You know, a lot of that's fluff. But he ripped the ball 65 yards like it was nothing. So arm strength's not a problem.
No.
We saw him beat down that Georgia defense
yep.
until his weapons got hurt. He beat that team down. So I don't imagine that there's going to be much problem with Frank Reich designing an offense for C.J. Stroud.
Let's move on from this particular trade. We got to talk about the Dolphins. Dolphins are big winners this free agency
period. Absolutely. They're doing a good job.
They've done a very good job. And this is a team that has gone out. They got their guy, their head coach, wasn't popular with a lot of people. I loved it right out of the gate. They decided to go ahead and give Tua the fastest wide receiver duo in the history of the NFL last year. And right now, if all things stay equal, there's no question they have the best 1-2 pop at defensive back in the league, hands down. So I look at what Miami did over the weekend. I get it from the Rams standpoint. It's not popular, but I get it. Still, I'm hard-pressed to say Miami wasn't the winner of the weekend.
I love what they did. And I'll tell you right now, I think the best move Miami made the whole offseason, I don't care what they do, the best move Miami made the whole offseason was hire Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio grabbing Jalen Ramsey is going to be very interesting.
With Xavien Howard.
Yep.
They keep Howard. Holland kid.
They keep Howard?
Yeah, for another year.
Okay, so you got the best
and the Holland kid,
in defensive
which we
back.
Love. I love him, the kid out of Oregon.
Yeah.
The Phillips kid was dominant last year. Christian Wilkins was unblockable at times last year. Dude, Vic Fangio is one of the greatest defensive coaches in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
His resume is sparkling. And I'll tell you what, that's a pretty tough-minded dude. Ramsey ain't walking all over Vic Fangio. He didn't walk all over Wade Phillips, and he's not going to walk all over Vic Fangio.
Yeah, so as far as Ramsey is concerned, the final 2 years, this is something that I think gets overlooked in a trade like this. Ramsey was dealt from Jacksonville to Los Angeles. Why? Contract dispute.
Contract dispute.
They weren't going to pay him, right? The Rams do a pretty good job of keeping contract talks under wraps. With this deal, Miami guarantees the final 2 years of Ramsey's deal. That was not going to be the case if he hung around Los Angeles. They could have got rid of him at the end of this year. It wouldn't have cost him anything. They would have saved $27 million, right? Ramsey was dealt because of the pay structure in Los Angeles. That's why he was dealt. That's twice now that this guy has been moved because of contract disputes. That's the way I view this.
Yeah.
The Rams
saved
a little bit of money.
He's a tough personality.
He is.
That figures into it.
You know what shocked me about Ramsey, and you're probably unaware of this, you'd have to be a real homer to note of this. He wasn't at the Rams Super Bowl parade. He wasn't there. I pay attention to that kind of stuff, like team camaraderie.
I didn't know that.
He went to, I think it was it Raising Cane's? He went and worked the drive-thru window at a fast food restaurant that day. He was not at the Super Bowl parade. And I always found that as odd, right? So you had this tight-knit group. You know, Von Miller was really tight with Aaron Donald, right? Those guys were tight. That defense was tight. You had Eric Weddle. It was a great story. Ramsey wasn't there. He was kind of a standoffish guy in Jacksonville. So when you mentioned the fact that he's a tough personality, yeah, I think a guy not showing up for a Super Bowl championship parade kind of points out that it's kind of a tough personality.
Yeah, he's a tough personality. And let's be honest. These guys that are Hall of Fame style talents, because this guy is one of the best defensive backs we've seen in a long time. I mean, he's a great player.
Best defensive back in football right now. I don't have any problem giving him that title. He's coming off a year where it wasn't great, but I still think he's...
Yeah, you're talking one of the best defensive backs in football. Okay.
He's a Hall of Famer, right?
He's right there, and he's been dealt twice.
Yep.
There's a reason.
Most of it's contract disputes. I think that's a lot of it.
You know, but let's be honest. If you've got a team-first guy that your organization loves and wants to build around, they'll make that money work.
You would think.
And the Rams, you know, they're rebuilding. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they are.
They're rebuilding. They did get a Super Bowl out of this deal.
They got a Super Bowl, and they got 5 good years.
They had a five-year run. They were in it, so it's a move. And it's best for everybody anyways at this point. Ramsey doesn't like to lose. Ramsey's a tough personality. You save the money. He gets a fresh start. He's going to a defense of Vic Fangio. That's probably going to be, I guess right now, if they're healthy, that's a top six defense in the NFL.
Yeah,
top eight anyways.
You know, speaking of Ramsey not liking to lose, the Dolphins now have about a two-year window.
Yeah.
They have a two-year window to get
right
this
now.
Done. Yes.
Yeah, they're all in.
Yes. Does that trade, in your mind, propel Miami above Buffalo?
No.
Does it propel them, let's say for the sake of the argument, there's a new quarterback in New York. Does it propel them above the Jets? Are they better than the Jets?
Depending on the quarterback, and that's the truth. I mean, I know they signed Mike White, but if Tua's not healthy, I mean, that's going to be a good defense, but they don't have a great running back. They don't have a great offensive line. So if Mike White's playing 7-8 games, they're not winning that division.
Okay, we're all about right now. We don't care about next year, right? We always say that.
Yeah.
You got to win right now. Better trade, Chicago, Miami. Who wins it?
Chicago.
You think so?
I do. They picked more up. They ended up with more out of it. Plus, they got a Pro Bowl player, too.
You know, they did. They got a 1,000-yard receiver.
This guy is an all-pro Pro Bowl player.
He's a 1,000-yard receiver.
And the Rams, you know, they did a good job. The Dolphins, too. I mean, these are win-wins for everybody. But Yeah, the Bears got a lot out of that deal.
Let's pause for just a moment. We have one more quick segment to get into. We got to talk about the new quarterback in Vegas. You're stoked about this.
Yeah, this is good news for Charger fans.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's Drive Time Sports. Back in just a moment.